We have a full lineup for you today. We're going to dive right on in as we do have the North Platte Public School Board of Education meeting joining us for a recap in a couple of moments. But right now, we're pleased to welcome in Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Jerry Woodruff, the Emeritus Chair Chris Bruns, and Lincoln County Highway Superintendent Jason Schultz. Gentlemen, it's good to see you back in the studio this morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Mr. Good to be here, Schultz, Kristen. Made his debut on AM radio locally last week, Commissioner Bruns, so he's been fending off the crowds in force the past week or so.
Yeah, we kind of forced him to come last week. He's going to learn one of these days.
Now, Commissioner Woodruff forgot to tell Jason the most intriguing point of all, and Jason didn't realize until I walked in that it was my show, so... Jerry forgot to bring up the most selling point of all when it comes to the morning show.
Well, I'm back again for a second week, Tristan, yep. So I guess that...
We can make it three in a row next week, Jason. You know where it is now. Commissioner Woodruff, relatively light agenda yesterday for you and your colleagues on Lincoln County Board of Commissioners.
Yes, the number of agenda items was fairly small, but the agenda item that was... dominated the meeting was a very large item, and that being the state historic bridge up at Sutherland, the North Sutherland Bridge. That project dominated our discussion, and rightfully so.
And Commissioner Bruns, could you give us a bit of a Reader's Digest on what's going on with this project? Where's the controversy stem from?
Oh my goodness. Well, this project's been ongoing, I think, longer than I've been alive.
That would be a fair statement.
It's a very accurate statement, actually, which I think is part of the controversy because it's just taken so long to get where we are right now, and we haven't even put this thing out to bid yet. So, but no, the North River Sutherland Bridge, it's a historic bridge in and of itself. There were only 50 bridges, I believe, in the nation that are similar to it with the archway construction that it has. It's a great bridge, at least it was in its prime, but that has come and gone, that era of it being in its prime. It often resembles Swiss cheese in my mind if you drive over it. I mean, it's severe condition. It's very narrow, and it does not serve the larger community and especially the property owners, the ranchers that you have to utilize it to get their cattle to and from market and get their equipment up to their properties up in Northwest Lincoln County, my district. And so I get calls, I'd say, oh goodness, 3-4, sometimes half a dozen calls a week.
Really?
Asking when is this bridge going to get taken care of, and we're that much closer now. So you know, we've had it on the 1 in 6 year road plan, the 6 year road plan, for years and years and years. I think even before Commissioner Hughley was on the board. So if that gives you any indication.
Caveman day.
and so it's a function of the state and the federal government, especially as of late. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has required several hoops for us to jump through to get to the point of where we are. We had just this last year, we went through a long process of kind of getting rights of way kind of figured out and purchased. There was a historical artifact survey that had to be done per the requirement from the Army Corps of Engineers. And luckily, all of those things have come back good, and we're pleased about that. And we were able to have before us yesterday on our agenda a memorandum of agreement between Lincoln County, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and our historical preservation societies in the state of Nebraska. And so getting that thing signed allows us to kind of move this project forward, and actually now we're just waiting on the formal sign-off of the actual permit, which will allow us to put this out to bid.
And Jason, you've been on the post for about a year now. When did you first start your enrollment in this controversial project?
It was very early on.
I think, did they warn you in the hiring interview about this?
No,
we
didn't.
We wanted to hire him.
Make sure he signed the contract before we told him about this.
Yeah, no, I guess I got involved pretty early. It was probably in the first week or two. Started receiving correspondence and digging into where we were at, and trying to help out with keeping things moving. So yeah, it's been a long time for me even, and it's only been a year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was one of those things. He signed the dotted line, and I kind of. Now, let me tell you about a little project we have going
Make
on,
sure
Jason.
That and then we'll tell you about the project. So, Jason, yesterday kind of made some progress on this, like Commissioner Bruns alluded to.
Yeah, I think it was a big step for us. So we did finally get signature from our chairman, Lincoln County, got it sent off. So did receive a response back already from Corps of Engineers, said they're going to get it in their process to get the final review done and signatures put together and out to everybody and start the next step of the process, which is moving on to the fulfilling the 404 permit, our Clean Water Act permit for the project. So that's, I think, in final review as well. So hopefully that'll be getting done here within the next few weeks, and we'll see if we can get moving towards a bid.
Now, Commissioner Woodruff, this is a project that, like we said, it's been going on for decades, years, but this progress that we talked about yesterday and last week brought a little bit of optimism to you, your colleagues, and I would say to the county.
Yes, we're certainly very optimistic. We're not at the finish line yet, but I think I can see that finish line that where we get the final approval from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We've got three signatures on there. Now we need Jason to send that in for them to review, and I'm quite optimistic. We're going to keep our fingers crossed, though, until we hear back from them that we get our permit. And once that occurs, fingers crossed, maybe we could go out for bids yet this fall.
And this is, like Commissioner Brent said, back on the 1 and 6 year road plan. It's on the 1 year plan, Jason. So if things progress with the government side of things and the signature side of things, how soon could we see some construction being done on this potentially?
Well, like Jerry stated, we're hoping it'll go to bid in the fall. Is probably our best case scenario, maybe late or early fall. And then project construction, we're hoping to start somewhere around the end of the year, if not maybe early spring of 2024.
Awesome. And for folks that haven't been following this project, the current bridge would be demolished and a new bridge would be built. Is it upstream?
It's downstream.
Downstream from the current bridge.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be relocated downstream about 50 feet roughly. So it'll be parallel to the old one, and then there'll be a realignment of Prairie Trace to match the new bridge.
And Commissioner Bruns, there's some folks that are obviously bummed to see this old bridge go. I don't think anybody's celebrating the old bridge going by any means. It'd be nice to see it stay historically, but unfortunately, we don't have much of a choice in this matter.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I get a lot of those phone calls, they deal with when is this thing going to get started, and a fair share of them are also, please tell me your guys are keeping the old bridge intact, because there's a lot of people that have fond memories of that bridge.
Well,
I mean,
sure.
And again, it's an architecturally significant structure, not only for Nebraska, but the United States.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact of the matter is it's in complete disrepair. It's going to pose a liability and a safety hazard if we were to keep that thing up. And then when the new bridge is up, as this thing continues to dilapidate and become unstable, it poses a significant risk if it were left in place.
Sure.
To the new bridge. And that's one thing that we do not want. And that was one of the requirements for both the federal government and the state government, is that the old bridge had to come down. And so we've taken steps, and we're going to wrap up some of those additional measures here in the very near future, of making sure that we're cataloging the bridge through photography, through drone footage. We've gathered a compilation of news articles and other pertinent information, and they'll be posted on our county website for people to be able to go and learn about the bridge and see it in its glory days, if you will. And we're not the only resource on the county website, but I know that the Lincoln County Historical Museum has a lot of information, as well as the Village of Sutherland. But making sure that we were able to keep that piece of our history able to for people to be able to go back and learn about is going to be important for us.
Commissioner Woodruff, looking at the rest of the agenda for you and your colleagues yesterday, this was certainly the headline item, but also awarding a bit of a clicker ticket grant for the County Sheriff's Office, right?
Yes, Lieutenant Dan Newton has been fairly regular in the application for grants for different sorts of safety measures, and these grants are available to us, and it's very good that we follow up with these endeavors because it leads to better safety on the roads, and we are very much in favor of those mini grants from the standpoint that it does help put more officers out on the road during those critical times, and like I said, safety to our residents is very, very important.
Well, gentlemen, anything else you guys would like to bring up this morning? Awesome.
No.
Commissioner Bruns, Mr. Schultz, Commissioner Woodruff, we sure appreciate the time. Good to see you guys in the studio this morning.
Thanks for having us.
We'll do it again this time next week, Jason.
Thanks, Tristan.